The 70th session of the United Nations General Assembly kicks off its annual high-level debate early this morning at the UN headquarters in New York. Member states of the UN have taken the opportunity to address to the world their concerns on core international issues. Chinese President Xi Jinping has made his first speech at the UN General Assembly, saying that China will never give up its pursuit of peaceful development.
中国将始终做世界和平的建设者。
China will continue to participate in building world peace. We're committed to peaceful development. No matter how the international landscape may evolve and how strong it may become, China will never pursue hegemony, expansion, or a sphere of influence.
He says all countries are equals, no matter big or small, rich or poor, and a partnership should be built in which countries treat each other as equals, engage in mutual consultation, and show mutual understanding.
联合国宪章贯穿主权平等原则，世界的前途命运必须由各国共同掌握。
The principle of sovereign equality underpins the UN Charter. The future of the world must be shaped by all countries. The principle of sovereignty means that the sovereignty and the territorial integrity of countries are inviolable, and their internal affairs are not subjected to interference.It also means that all countries' right to independently choose social systems and development paths should be upheld, and that all countries' endeavors to promote economic and social development and improve their people's lives should be respected.
While addressing the General Assembly, President Xi Jinping also announced a decision to establish a 10-year, $1 billion China UN Peace and Development Fund to support the UN's work.
我宣布中国将加入新的联合国维和能力待命机制。
I wish to announce that China will join the new UN peacekeeping capability readiness system, decided to take the lead in setting up a permanent peacekeeping police squad, and build a peacekeeping standby force of 8,000 troops. I also wish to announce that China will provide a total of 100 million of free military assistance to the African Union in the next 5 years.To support the establishment of the African standby force and the African capacity for immediate response to crisis.
In regards of the international order, the Chinese president has stressed the country's determination to stay committed to the path of development through cooperation.
中国是第一个在联合国宪章上签字的国家。
China was the first country to put its signature on the UN Charter. We will continue to uphold the international order and system underpinned by the purposes and the principles of the UN Charter. China will continue to stand together with other developing countries, especially African countries, in the international governance system. China's vote in the United Nations will always belong to the developing countries.
In addition to Chinese President Xi Jinping, other state leaders such as U.S. President Barack Obama, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani have all addressed to the General Assembly. The general debate session will last for about 6 days. For CRI, I'm Hefei in New York.